Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Some time ago, there was a man who was saying that, I wish time had given me enough opportunity to express love to my wife and my children. But soon did I realize that they were no more in the world. And then he would suggest every third person to be expressing love to their wives, to their children. So this was the point that you wanted to discuss in the previous session, but we did not have enough time to shed more light on that. We were talking about the key points to develop a better parent-child relationship. And the first thing that you said was truthfulness. And the second point that you were discussing was to express love.
The first stage of that, of course, is having that love. You should feel love for other human beings. It's easy to love your children. It's easy to love those who are your offsprings. But the problem is sometimes that love is also diluted by the fact that they do things which make you feel offended and bad about them. So maybe you lose that love, or you lose that compassion, or you are not able to express it. So number one, we need to understand what is that love inside us. That is important.
All right.
Is it just a feeling of, and it's an outburst of emotions or something, or it's much more deeper than that? Love is something, yes, it is an attitude. It is something more which is rooted in our feelings and in our emotions and how we feel towards others.
Okay.
I feel attracted towards others, maybe. But it has a basis in our understanding and in our cognition, in our knowledge, our deep-rooted knowledge, in our very nature as human beings. We have the love for ourselves, and we have the love for our Lord, Allah Almighty, and whatever Allah has created, we should love, because He has love for all of His creations, because He has created them. In the same way, human beings should love all His creations. We love all human beings. Allah Almighty loves all His creations. If He feels bad about them, I mean, He doesn't, of course, we can't say feelings, there's no sense of feelings about Allah Almighty, but if He's angry with them, it is because of their behavior.
Yeah.
In the same way, we should love and all our human beings. We should have love for our family members. We should have love for our offspring and our children deep down in our hearts, with that understanding and cognition that it is because of the love that Allah has created in us, and because we are His manifestations. And love is a very important factor of our lives, and without love we cannot even live. So, but the important thing is how to express it. Expression of love is important. When we, for example, talk about the mawaddat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
All right.
So we are asked, what is the difference between mawaddah and muhabba?
All right.
As is mentioned in the Quran, that Allah Almighty asked the Holy Prophet to command or to ask his people to give him a compensation for his mission, for the mission he has carried out. The compensation that he wants is the mawadda of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
And mawadda is considered to be love which is expressed, which is shown through actions and through behaviors and through words. So mahabba and love can be deep down inside us as a feeling, as an understanding, but it is much more when it is expressed. That is true. The expression of love is more than what is inside. It is more important. It is much more important to be able to express that love in a proper manner. So the expression is important, as you have just pointed out. Expressing your love
is important.
Is much more important than having that love. Sometimes we do have that love.
Yeah.
But we don't express it.
Yeah. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. And we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Nakavi. Professor Nakavi, you were discussing about expression of love.
So the expression of love is the expression of love is having this understanding and feelings down inside us. But it's the expression in number one, how we talk to our children, how we give them respect and dignity. As a result of us, sometimes we say, we love them, but we should scold them as much as possible. Because we love them, therefore we should always be trying to reprimand them for the evil doings or wrongdoings or the bad things they do. No, the expression of love is to talk to them with honor, with dignity, with affection, with compassion, and to make them realize that they are human beings who have to be given respect. And scolding them in front of others would be not a good way of expressing your love. Therefore, the manner in you express your love is important. Number one, do express your feelings, whether it is to your spouse, or it is to your children. Do express, take out time
to
express your love. Expression of love is using good, nice words, loving words is one thing. Honoring them with words of praise is
another thing. Sometimes with actions.
And the third thing is through actions. And actions, sometimes the most important thing, what do they need? They need your time. They need they want you to talk to them. They want you as a friend whom they can share their feelings with. So one of the problems which we have with our new generations, the future generations, there's a communication gap. Because of that communication gap, we start to find the points which are
alternative ways of love.
Yes, then because we have so much of a difficulty in communicating with our children, or our children with their parents, there are so many points and issues which we differ in. And because of our difference of opinion, we start to argue. We start to prove our point of view and argue with them and say, look, what I'm saying is correct. You have to accept what I say. And the children feel offended.
So even if you're trying to say that whenever we are angry with our, even when we are angry with our children and we are trying to tell them that my consent is not with your actions, whatever you're doing. So in that behavior as well, love should be expressed.
We shouldn't go to the stage where we need to start to argue with them. There shouldn't be a stage where you need to start yelling and shouting at each other or trying to even argue and justify what you're saying. If it leads to a sort of conflict, no, it shouldn't be in such a way that the child realizes that what you're saying is based on logic. It is based on your concern with him or her, but it shouldn't be a stage where he feels that he needs to argue back.
Yeah.
So you need to make him realize that since you love him and love her, you need to make him understand that what you are saying is based on your love and your concern for him.
Concern. So he should be understanding the concern. Because as we have been talking about the teens, they shortly try to make some of the decisions which I'll be discussing after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Allah will write a reward for he who kisses his child, and Allah will bring happiness on Judgment Day to he who makes his child happy.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have Professor Salman Naqvi with us, and we are discussing expression of love. Professor Naqvi, I was saying that when we have teens, and if we don't behave with them in a proper way, like we do love them, we do love our children, especially when they are teens, and we, despite of being friends with them, we try to give them more advices, or we fail to show our concern in our advices, which leads them to the thinking that there's no one in this world who loves me, or there's no one in this world who cares about me. We often hear that from especially who are in the teenage.
So we need to listen to them. If we love them, if we want to show them our respect, as I also mentioned before, we need to become good listeners. We should.
So sometimes
be
being a good listener, you
they need
are
to
expressing
some. They need a friend who can who they can open up with. Now, if you're going to always impose your thoughts upon them, even if they are correct, even if they are, you know that you're right, and you know that your child is wrong, even then, the result would be that he or she would start closing. He or she would not become open up with you, and he or she would shut you off, and would not listen to you anymore. So if that stage comes, then the problem is then he or she will not continue to communicate with you, and will find alternatives.
Yeah, there will
so
be
you
much
need to keep,
more gap.
And that would be more problematic. So you need to be able to keep an open channel between yourself and your child. And that is through the show of love and the expression of love, and making the person, your child, realize that whatever you are doing, it is for his or her welfare, and it is due to your love and your concern for him or her. And then you need to be able to listen to his or her feelings. She or he should be able to open up with you. And then gradually you need to, you know, shepherd them.
Yeah.
And to guide them in a very subtle manner towards what is right. Make them realize, make them be able to carry out critical thinking themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to show them how to swim, not to take them by their hands and make them swim or walk. You need to teach them how to walk, not to take them by their hands and make them walk as you want them to do so. That is the problem which we as parents have usually. The problem which we are faced is that we need to impose our whatever we do and want them to do, we need to, and want them to do it automatically as a robot. So we need to create creativity and critical analysis.
Let them develop as they are going on with the time. So you don't have to impose all those things what you are actually wanting them to be, walk this way, talk this way, or behave this way. So rather than imposing on them all the time, you have to let them talk and let them express. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and telling us so important points. So the important thing out here is that to develop a better parent-child relationship, you got to be truthful with them, and you got to be expressing your love with them. And we'll discuss more on this topic in the upcoming episodes. Until then, I bid you farewell. And in case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, that's parstoday.ir, and go to the tab COI Call of Islam, and you'll find our old programs, the archive of our programs over there. And in case you have any queries for us or any questions, any feedback, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just typing Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.